There was lots of restaurant news in Sacramento this week, and to tell us all about it is Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start with this burger chain from Florida that could soon be making its local debut.
Yeah, we're talking about Tampa, Florida-based Checkers and Rally's Drive-In Restaurants, which has been eyeing the Sacramento area for years. The quick service chain is known for menu options such as burgers, french fries, and hot dogs. Now, franchisees have filed plans for a Rally's restaurant inside a Walmart Supercenter in Florin Town Center, which could open early next year. Other franchisees are planning more local sites, according to the chain's director of franchise development.
Are all these places going to be inside Walmart stores?
No, the company actually has no immediate plans to open additional Walmart restaurants here. Checkers and Rally's is known for its freestanding drive-through restaurants that have no interior dining room but include an outdoor seating area. You might remember that a Checkers and Rally's franchisee announced plans in 2017 to open a freestanding restaurant on a vacant lot in Citrus Heights. Those plans are still moving forward.
We've talked a lot about the challenges that restaurant operators face, especially when it comes to finding workers. I mean, that Jim Boy's in Midtown just closed recently. How is this Checkers and Rally's chain responding to those challenges?
Well, the director of franchise development acknowledged that finding employees is a challenge for several industries right now. He said that when a new restaurant chain enters an area, they can attract workers largely by offering an opportunity for upward mobility. Those restaurants that are new to the area can attract people who want to advance to a management role but don't have the opportunity at their current employer.
In more food news, a new business plan downtown is putting a twist on the traditional bakery.
Yeah, the locally owned Odd Cookie Bakery, Cafe, and Bar is filling a space previously occupied by Bar Roos on 9th Street. The locally owned business will offer selections such as cupcakes topped with fried chicken and waffles. There will also be savory options such as deep-fried single-serve pizzas.
What's the schedule for opening?
It's looking like mid to late December, so if you're looking for those cupcakes topped with fried chicken and waffles, you can start your countdown now.
A new hotel is planned at a well-known former hotel property in North Sacramento, land previously occupied by the Radisson Hotel Sacramento and later the Red Lion Hotel Woodlake.
Right. Plans have been submitted to build a 179-room Residence Inn by Marriott at this property on Leisure Lane. The hotel would be four stories. The project is planned for 4.2 acres of a 19-acre site most recently occupied by the Red Lion Hotel Woodlake. That hotel closed in 2016 and was demolished. The hotel would join a senior housing project that's under construction at the site, and a self-storage project has also been approved for the property.
And apparently this new hotel could mean changes at an existing hotel nearby?
Yeah, that's right. Utah-based Peg Companies, which submitted plans for the new hotel, works with Marriott International to buy old Residence Inns across the country. It builds new Residence Inn hotels in those same markets and renovates old hotels into apartment buildings. Last year, Peg purchased a Residence Inn on Howe Avenue near the How About Arden Retail Center. The hotel was built in 1985. Peg hasn't confirmed which local Residence Inn it'll turn into apartments, but that could be a strong contender.
Do we know when work could start on the new hotel?
The company plans to break ground in spring 2020, and it could open by fall 2021.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.